Good morning. Today's Daf and Chagiga is Ches. We're on the very top of Ches Amud Aleph. We're starting this morning on Amar, going back to a Braisa that we started yesterday here in the first paragraph of Chagiga. So we are primarily discussing the Karbonos that a person is required to bring on Yontif. When he makes the when he does the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, he goes to Yerushalayim. He's going to go up to the Azara. So he's going to bring three Karbonos. Karbon number one is going to be the Olas Riyah, Karbon Ola that is brought for having been appeared in the Azara. The mitzvah of Re'iyah, we spent a lot of time yesterday's daf discussing. We've been spending all the first parak discussing, but yes, but specifically yesterday's daf, as the Mishnah and Peah says that there's no shear for Re'ayon, and we attempted yesterday to give pshat in that Mishnah, but anyway, that's the first carbon. Second carbon is going to be the Chagiga. So there's a chiyuv of the Torah that one has to be Chogeg on Yantif. In fact, Yantif is called Chag. And so Chag, the principal definition of a Chag is that you're bringing the carbon Chagiga. Today, tomorrow, we're going to be speaking a lot about the carbon chagiga. It's going to be a carbon shlamim. It's a chov. It's an obligation. And finally, the third requirement is shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha is to be in a state of joy, and that state of joy is achieved by eating the meat of a carbon, and specifically the meat of a carbon. In other words, can't even be a bird. And again, bird is very limited, and the only opportunity anyone's going to have of eating a bird is a chatas ha'of, which is only going to be eaten by the kohanim. But still, it's not going to work. So the Gemara is very clear. Rashi yesterday gave a svara that the only thing that really brings joy and happiness is going to be red meat. Okay, happens to be I agree, but my opinion doesn't count one way or another. Okay, so anyway, what comes out over here is that there are three carbonates that one needs to bring. And what did we learn yesterday? In yesterday's daf, what we learned in the Mishnah, the Gemara supported this as well. Is that when it comes to the Olas Riyah, it has to be Bamin Achulin. You have to use a Chulin animal in order to bring your Olas Riyah. And the reason why is very simple. Your Olas Riyah is a Chova, and every time you have an obligation, so what you can't do is you can't double dip. You can't take an animal that already has Kedusha. Let's say it was a Neder. Let's say it was a Nadava. Let's say it was Meiser Behema. Whatever the case may be. And then you can't go ahead and repurpose it and recycle it as your obligation for your Olas Riyah. You can't do that. Okay, Meiser Behema was a terrible example, by the way. Meiser Behema is a shlamim. But anyway, but you get the basic point. In other words, it has to be Bamin Achulin. So when it comes to your Olas Riyah, so you can't, it has to be a Chulin animal that you started off with in order to fulfill your obligation of Olas Riyah. Okay, what about Shami Simcha? So Shami Simcha, so that you can repurpose and you can recycle. So you could use for your Shami Simcha, you could use Meister Shani money, you could use Meister Behema, you could use something that is Kedusha. Because when it comes to Shami Simcha is to achieve Simcha. So as long as you're eating the meat of a carbon, so you are achieving Simcha. So that's fine. So that you could repurpose. And then it's still a Chova, but the Chova is not so much the bringing of the carbon, it's being in a state of Simcha. Good. Now when it comes to the Shamei Chagiga, so we said something yesterday, and it's pretty much how we ended the daf off yesterday. And quite frankly, it was quite striking what we said yesterday. We said yesterday, the Braisa brought down a machloks between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And if you recall, if you remember, in yesterday's daf, we said that when it comes to the Chagiga, so the Chagiga is machloks between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether it could be Bam in a Chulin, or whether you can use Meister Sheni money. And Shita's Beis Hillel is that you could use Meister Sheni money for your Chagiga. Now, we said it yesterday, and it didn't really bother us yesterday, and it should have bothered us yesterday, and that's where we're going to be starting today. And let's just set up the question. The question is really straightforward, and that is the Chagiga is an obligation. The Olas Riyah is an obligation. The Chagiga is an obligation. Every individual has an obligation to bring the carbon Chagiga. So once it's an obligation, so it's a Chovah. So what's the halacha regarding a chova? Chova can only be bam in a chulin, can only come from chulin animals. I can't recycle, I can't repurpose. And so the Gemara starts off with a really simple question today. Amar Mar. We're in Ches Amud Aleph, we're two lines down. Beis Hillel Amri min a Meiser. Amai davar shebechova hu v'chol davar shebechova eino ba'alam in a chulin. So now the Gemara articulates what is a really straightforward question. Okay, so it needs an answer. So Amar Ula, so the Gemara is going to give an answer. Betofa. So what you could do is as follows, you could supplement. So that means to say that you're right. That the bi'ikaron effect, essentially, primarily, so when you bring your chagiga on yantif, so it has to be chulin. However, what you could do is you could supplement with, let's say, for example, a little bit of Meister Sheni money. Now, this idea of supplementing, so the Gemara is going to be discussing it now in more detail. So chizki amar tovim behema le behema vein tovim malas lamalas. So how do you supplement? What is the What is the manner in which one would supplement? So it's a machlokes amoraim. So first the Gemara brings in Shitas Chizkiyah, which is behema lebehema. And that means to say as follows, that what you're going to do is that one animal, which is your primary animal to fulfill your obligation of the Shamech HaGiga, so that has to be coming from the Chulin. Okay, now it happens to be that you got a lot of mouths to feed. You, Baruch Hashem, you have a big family, and you have a lot of mouths to feed, and you want to bring other karbanos as well. But right now, you're limited in terms of the amount of Chulin money that you have. So what you can do now is that you can buy more animals from Mice or Shani money, right? Assuming you have Mice or Shani money, and that you could use in order to supplement. So according to Chizkiyah, supplementing can be done, but the only way it can be done is only from the second animal and onward. Okay. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Toflim Moslem, I was vain Toflim Behema La Behema. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, just the opposite. I could be Toflim money, but I can't be Toflim Behemas. Meaning that according to Rabbi Yochanan, so what I can do now is I can take my chulin money, put it together with Meiser Sheni money, and go ahead and purchase an animal with that, with the combined money. Now that animal is going to be a blend. It'll be a mixture of chulin money and Meiser Sheni money. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the manner in which I could supplement. I could supplement by mixing monies together. Okay, so what we have over here is a machlokus between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan in terms of how to supplement. The idea that you can supplement, so that's clear. Just now a debate in terms of how to supplement, and each position is exclusive to the other position, meaning they don't agree with the other position. So each position now becomes mutually exclusive. Now, what's the svara behind these two positions? So Rashi over here gives truth of matters. Tosfos does as well, but we're going to focus on Rashi. So Rashi writes over here. Let's take a look at Rashi in Tofla Maos Amos. This is the Rashi's about fifth line down, sixth line down. He writes, "Liknos behema gedola, v'Rav Yochanan amar ibcha." Okay, good. So the Rashi says that the two of them are saying the exact opposite, and Rashi goes on to describe. Lamar is chazel shapir tfei yitzias yidei chavasu min achulin kishemevi behema shlema min achulin. So first Rashi says, "I'll give a svara for Chizkiyah." Chizkiyah says that I'd rather have an entire animal being ba min achulin, and that way you have fulfilled your obligation of chagiga with no dilution, unadulterated. That first animal is totally chulin and therefore totally there for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of chagiga. Now, from every animal onwards, okay, so it's just for the purposes of supplementing. That's fine. That would be a svara on behalf of Chizkiyah. Now let's go to Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi writes, now, as far as Rav Yochanan is concerned, so what's his svara? So Rashi writes, the svara would be as follows. Wouldn't it be better that every time you ate, a part of what you're eating is going to be chulin? Meaning once I'm mixing the monies together, so that means now that with every bite that I eat, that's going to be a blend, that's going to be the result of mixed monies. But that means to say that with every achila, not just the first animal, but every subsequent animal, meaning whatever, however many animals I buy, but if I'm buying it from mixed monies, every achila is going to have a part and parcel of being chulin, and that's preferable. Okay, so we have a svara on behalf of Chizkiyah, we have a svara on behalf of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara now continues on this discussion of toflin. Tanya Kavasa de Chizkiyah, Tanya Kavasa de Rav Yochanan, Brisa supporting both positions. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Yochanan. First, we're going to have a Brisa supporting Rav Yochanan Misas. The Torah and Parshas Re'eh, giving a requirement to bring Karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, happens to be that the Pasuk over here is in reference to Shavuos, but regardless, the point is that you have an obligation to bring, and the Torah describes it as whatever is Misas. Now, that's a difficult word to translate. So, Malamish Adam Evi Chavasa Menachulin. So the Gemara's assumption over here, the Brisa's assumption, is that Misas is a description of Chulin. In a moment, we're going to ask the question, how do we know that? So, Uminan Shim Rasal Arev Ma'arev. Now, you can mix, meaning even though we've just established that there is a requirement to bring your Karbanos Menachulin, because they're obligations, but how do I know that I'm allowed to mix? Tamalama Kashi Yivarech Hashem Elkecha. Whatever Hashem blesses you with. In other words, you could take monies together, and if it happens to be that I have chula money and I have Meiser Sheni money, I can mix them together. The fact that it says ma'arev is talking about money. I can't mix animals together. This is Rashi's explanation. So the Bryce over here using the word ma'arev means that by definition, I'm allowed to mix monies together. Okay. So, and what comes out now is that this Bryce clearly was in support of Rav Yochanan. Now we're going to go hear another brisa. Tanya Chavasa de Chizkia, another brisa in support of Chizkia. Mises Malamich Adam Evi Chavasa Ben Achulin. So the word Mises tells me that it has to come from Chulin. So this brisa starts off the same way the previous brisa did, with the assumption that the word Mises is a reference to Chulin. And Beishame Omrim Yomisho Ben Achulin Mikan Ve'elach Ben Amaisa. Now Beishame will tell you that day number one has to come from Chulin. From that point onward, meaning you're bringing karbanos now on Chol HaMoed, so that can come from Isa. And presumably, and now when I say presumably, Rashi says this, presumably the reason why is because from day two and onward, so you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Shamech Chagigah, you already fulfilled that on day number one. What are you fulfilling from day two and onward? The mitzvah of Shamech Simcha. I Shamech Simcha, as we already said, but we're going to say it again, is that you just simply need to be eating meat of a karban, any karban. So, I mean, when I say any karban, obviously it has to be a shlamin, but meat of a karban. Well, again, for a Kohen, it could be a chatzos as well. But still, the point is that simcha is a state of mind. It's achieving simcha through eating the meat of a carbon. So you can bring it from Meiser. Good. That's Shitas Beis Shammai. U'Beis Hillel Omrim, Achila Rishona min Achulin. And according to Shitas Beis Hillel, the Achila Rishona is coming from Chulin. Mikan ve'elach min ha-Meiser. And then from that point onward, it is min ha-Meiser. Now, this is talking about day number one. So what does that mean? Beis Hillel is introducing us to the idea that some of it can come from Chulin, some of it can come from Iser. Now, the language, let's be a little bit careful about the language we just read, Achila Rishona. Right now, everything I'm saying right now is Rashi. Right now, we think Achila Rishona means the first animal. I know you don't have to say that as a pshat, but that's what the Gemara is assuming right now. Achila Rishona means the first animal is min Achulin, mikan ve'elach, from any subsequent animal, on day one, it could even come from Iser Sheni. Okay. Yeah, so now, exactly. So the point is that this brisa over here is going to be a support for Chizkiah. That is, of course, assuming that we're saying a good pshat in the brisa. But that's the pshat we're saying right now in the brisa. Now, v'shar kol yemos ha-pesach, adam yosei yidur chavasa b'maisa behema. Now, from day two and onward, if you want, you can bring maisa behema. Meaning the word maisa used on day number one was not a reference to maisa behema, it was a reference to maisa sheni. So with maisa sheni, what you're allowed to do now on day number one is take the maisa sheni together with chulin and go ahead and purchase animals with it. And again, the way we're saying pshat in the brisa, with your chulin money, you're going to be purchasing animal number one. With your meiser sheni money, you're going to be purchasing animals two and onward. And that's all going to be on the first day. And then on the second day and onward, if you want, you can go ahead and you can bring any carbon that you want in order to experience simcha, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of shami simcha, including even meiser behema. Okay, good. So Adkan Divrei HaBraisa, now this second Braisa is in fact supportive of Chizkiah, that the definition of Toflin, of Tfela, is animals. Animal number one will come from Chulin, and from two and onward, it's going to be Meister Sheni. It can be Meister Sheni. Adkan, that brings us not to the end of the discussion, but at least at the end of the presentation of the two Braises, one supporting Rav Yochanan and the other supporting Chizkiah. The Gemara just for a moment wants to stop at the second brisa and ask a really simple question. We learn together now in the second brisa that on day number one, from animal two and onward, so it doesn't have to be chulin and it can be even Meister Sheni. Now, even in this brisa, it could be Meister Sheni, but I'll tell you what it can't be. It can't be Meister Behema. Why? Because just read the brisa. As we just read through it, the brisa says that when can Meister Behema be brought? Only from day two and onward. Meister Behema cannot be brought on day number one. You have to ask the question, why not? Meaning, if the second animal and onwards on day one doesn't have to be chulin, so then just either use Meister Sheni, or how about even using Meister Behema? And the Braisa, meanwhile, does not allow that. The Braisa only allows Meister Behema from day two and onward. So the Gemara's question now is a really simple question. Why can't I bring my second, third, fourth animal on day number one from Meister Behema? So be yomtov my time alone. So I'm Ravashi Damaasi La Asura be yomtov. So the Gemara says, well, there's a concern. Because how do you get to Meiser Behema? Well, we know how to do it. At the end of Bechoros, we discussed it. It's the last parak of Bechoros, where you take 10 animals, at minimum 10 animals, you put them in a pen, and then you make an opening in the pen, and you allow each white animal to come out. You count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th animal now comes out of the pen, and what do you have to do? You mark it. You mark it with a red marker, and that now becomes your Meiser Behema animal. And you may end up doing this on Yantav. And the Gemara says, and therefore what? The Yef Shel Aser B'Yamtov Mishum Sakarta. And what you can't do on Yantiv is that you can't count and be makdish your Meiser Behema on Yantiv, because what you're going to then have to do is you're going to have to make a red mark. making a red mark on Yontif. So that's called Soveya. That's one of the malachos. It's not a malacha that's allowed because of ochel nefesh, meaning we're not talking about eating the animal. We're just talking about marking the animal. So therefore, marking the animal red is going to be a violation of Tzoveya.
Maybe it was done.
Okay, hold that thought. So my mashma, and let's just finish up quickly, and then I'll come back and I'll discuss a little bit more. My mashma dai misas lisha dechulin hu. So how do I know that misas is chulin? Meaning that was the assumption that was made by both Braisa number one and Braisa number two. So the Gemara says Dichsiv, so we're going to quote a pasuk. Okay, right, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, so 30 days before Yantav, you have to talk about Yantav, so 30 days before Purim, so we need to talk about Purim. Vayasam HaMelech HaChashverosh Mas Al HaAretz. So HaChashverosh put a tax on the people. Now when you're taxing the people, so what do you use in order to pay your tax? So obviously you got to use your earned money, right? Well, you can't use any kind of obligated money. Let's say, for example, tax money in order to pay your taxes. In other words, your tax is coming from your earnings. So over here, when you're bringing your carbonus, it has to be coming from your earnings. Something that already is dedicated for some other purpose, you can't use for taxes. So, okay, fine. So that's how, that is a source in Tanakh that teaches us the word mas is a reference to, your pre-tax dollar. Fine. Okay. And and Tosfos points out, by the way, that there are other psukim also that the Gemara could have cited. Fine. You can't bring Maaser Behema on day number one. And the reason why, says the Gemara, is because, what may end up happening is, you may end up, marking it red, and that would be a violation of Tzavei on Yontif. Tosfos over here is bothered by a really simple question, and he dedicates a good amount of time discussing it. And that is, you know what you're also not allowed to do on Yontif? You're not allowed to be Maktish an animal on Yontif. Being Maktish an animal on Yontif is an Issa de Rabbanan, as we learned in the Gemara in Beitzah. So prior to the Gemara saying, you know, why can't I offer Maaser Behema on Yontif? The reason why is because you're not allowed to, you may end up marking it. So before you may end up marking it, how about this? You're not allowed to be Maktish it at all. Okay, good. So answer number one of Tosfos. Okay, good. So answer number one of Tosfos is that it's automatic and you didn't do it. Okay. Tosfos in total gives three answers. The second answer, I'll just focus on the second answer. It seems to be the most straightforward, seems to be. And that is we're talking about a concern on Yontiv of I may end up coming to. Well, what if the concern is I may end up being Maktishit, meaning I could have been Maktishit before, but I may end up being Maktishit on Yontif itself. Well, that is Xera towards Xera, meaning being Maktish in of itself is Xera Durabban. It's not a Malacha. It's not an Issa Daraisa. And so therefore, if I'm concerned that I may end up being Maktishit on Yontif, so that's Xera, and we don't make Xera L'Xera. On the other hand, marking it red, that's an Issa Daraisa. That's a Malacha. And so therefore, the Chachamim do make Xera. To fence off and to make sure to protect us from violating an Issa D'Oraisa. That's the second answer of Tosfos. See Tosfos for more approaches to that.
Isn't it possible to put a collar instead of writing?
Yeah, so Danny, your question was bothering me as well, meaning, right, isn't there another way to identify it as a 10th animal? Does it have to be marked red? Where in the Torah does it say that it has to be marked red? Okay, I don't have a great answer. I was thinking the same thing in terms of why the Gemara is assuming that you have to mark it red. And there's simply no other way to identify it. Okay, good. I was bothered by that as well. You saw Yotzim Yidei Chavasim and Adarim and Adavas.
It would be as a Shalmei Simcha, right?
On day number one, you're Maaser Behema?
Yeah.
Because
you can't bring...
Right, in other words, right, correct. In other words, you can't bring it for your Chagiga. Right. Your Chagiga has to be Ba Menachova. Could it be brought as your Tefillah for your Chagiga? Maybe. Okay. You saw Yosef Yidei Chavasim and Nedarim and Nedavos, Tanu Rabbanan. And the Tefillah suggestion that I just made, I'm sorry, I'm still thinking this through. The Tefillah suggestion I just made would only be working according to Chizkiya, would not be working according to Rav Yochanan. Because Chizkiya would say that Tofen Behema la Behema, so that means that your second, third, and any animal onward can in fact come from Maaser Sheni. So presumably, according to Chizkiya, if we didn't have this concern, it could also come from Maaser Behema. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. We're in the very bottom of Ches Amud Aleph. Yisrael Yotzin Yidei Chavasim and Adarim and Adavas. Tanu Rabbanan V'samachta B'chagecha. Okay, so we're going to be focusing now on this obligation of Simcha. So we have to be in a state of joy. Okay, so a state of joy, right? I'd like to think that we can get to a state of joy without without help, and we can get there on our own. Okay, but on Yontif, so not only do we need help to get to that state of Simcha, but very prescribed manner in terms of how to get there, and that is to eat meat, but not just to eat meat, but to eat meat of a carbon. Okay, but that's it. In other words, the carbon itself doesn't have to be designated for this particular purpose. It just simply has to be the meat of a carbon. So Tana Rabbanan v'samachta b'chagech l'rabbos kol minei smachos l'simcha. So it can be done in multiple ways, and we're going to be clear about this. Mikan amru chachamim. So the chachamim said, Yisrael yosim yidei chavasim v'nadar v'nadavos uve maiser behema. So Yisrael could do is that they could be yotze using either neder nadava. They could use maiser behema, as we just got done explaining. Meaning on day number one, there's a gzera de rabbana, but from day two and onward, where I want to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, so you could use maisa behema. And eating the meat of maisa behema will help achieve simcha. Now, as far as kohanim are concerned, so they are eligible to eat other karbanos that we are not allowed to eat. I say we, I mean the non-kohanim. I'm talking about myself. So kohanim can eat chatos and asham, bechor, chaz v'shok are the parts of the shlamim that go to the kohanim. Yachol af be'ofos of v'menachos, tamalam v'samachta b'chagecha. So as far as ofos is concerned, no. As far as mincha is concerned, no. The pasuk says v'samachta b'chagecha. Misha chagiga ba mehem. Yatzu elu she'in chagiga ba mehem. In other words, there is a requirement by shalmei simcha, and that is that it has to be the kind of animal that would have been eligible for chagiga. Well, what kind of animal is eligible for chagiga? So the answer is that only animals, not birds. Why? So Rashi writes over here, the chagiga chelev ksivba. Now, when it comes to the chagiga, so the Torah describes that it has to have chelev. So lo yalin chelev chagi. So we know that the chagiga has to have chelev. Obviously, birds don't have chelev. I'm talking about halachic chelev, the parts that go up onto the mizbeach. So, and for that matter, right, birds don't have chelev. I could have just end the sentence like that. Animals have chelev. So the chalev goes up onto the mizbeach. So once I now know that the chagiga has to be an animal, so the shami simcha also has to be an animal as well. Okay, Tosus is bothered once we assume now that the shami simcha has to have the same requirements as that of the chagiga. So why don't I just finish a sentence? Meaning, so then. Well, the Shami Chagiga can only be Ba Min Achulin, or maybe the Shami Simcha can only be Ba Min Achulin. And we know that's not true. Meaning, so far this morning, we've been spending the entire daf this morning going over the idea that Shami Simcha do not have to come from Achulin. Okay, so Tosos on the top of the Amud is bothered by that very question. Rav Ashi Amar, we are in the top of the Amud Chesamud Beis. Rav Ashi Amar, Mi V'samachta Nafku. Yasu Elu Shein Bahem Simcha. So Rav Ashi says, no, I have another reason. A really interesting construct of Gemara over here. The Bryce is telling us the reason why the Shami Simcha, not the Chagiga, Shami Simcha has to be coming from animals, not from birds. So the Bryce just taught us because since the Chagiga cannot be brought by birds, therefore Shami Simcha can't be brought from birds. That's a Bryce. Rav Ashi says, I beg to differ. That's a funny construct. Meaning you have a Bryce, and Rav Ashi says, I disagree with the Bryce. Now, if Rav Ashi says, I have another Bryce, That we're used to. Rav Ashi just simply saying, I beg to disagree. That's a little bit strange. Okay, noted. Rav Ashi Amar V'samachta Nafko. Yatzu Elu She'im Behem Simcha. So the birds don't have Simcha. I'll go back to what we saw in Rashi yesterday, where Rashi says that they just simply don't satiate. They don't satisfy. All right, you eat bird, and what do you do? You're going to be happy when you eat bird? Now, again, happens, you know, the way, if you ask me, you know, I'm relatively happy, you know, with chicken, but the assumption over here is that no, for the simcha of Simchas Yontif, it doesn't do it. Okay. Rav Ashi, hi bechagecha my avidlei. Now, in this unusual construct where Rav Ashi is just arguing with the Braisa, so now the Gemara wants to know, well, what does Rav Ashi do with the pasuk cited by the Braisa? So, ahu lechad Rav Daniel Bar Ketina, damer Rav Daniel Bar Ketina, amar Rav minayin she'inos enoshim emoi. We're going to go back to the Gemara in Moi Katan. I mentioned this in Moi Katan, I get to mention it now in Chagiga. Daf Chesem Moi Katan, Daf Chesem Chagiga. Okay, so hopefully it'll help us remember. And that is that we learned on both Chests, right, Chagiga and Moi Katan, that you're not allowed to marry women on Chol HaMoed. So, Shenemer V'samachta B'Chagecha V'lo B'Yishtecha. We have a drasha. You have to be Mesameach with Chag, And what you can't do is you can't bifurcate. You can't divide your attention. I'll have simcha with chag, and I'll also have simcha with a new wife. You can't do that. So you have to, right? Tosos over there gave a svara similar to what I'm saying right now. Anyway, see Tosos in Mori Katan and Dav Ches. But anyway, but the idea is that Rav Ashi has a dedicated drasha for this pasuk, and therefore does not need it, or is not using it to teach me about the requirements of what you can and cannot eat for Shami Simcha, even though ultimately he agrees with the Braisa, Shami Simcha can only be animals, it can't be birds, but in terms of the reason why the Braisa has a drasha, and Rav Ashi says, it just doesn't do it. It's not going to provide you the necessary Simcha. And then the Gemara's question is, well, what does Rav Ashi do with the Pasuk? And the Gemara taught us what Rav Ashi does with the Pasuk. Well, I'm saying, but you're saying that only because we just learned it together here. Oh, the fact that it's meat? No, you're discussing the halachas of basar b'chalav. So in terms of basar b'chalav, you're right. It's not regarded as meat, but that's vis-a-vis basar b'chalav. But meanwhile, a bird is a carbon. Okay, fine. Mi sheyesh la'ochlim merubim nesachem mu'atim. So, Mishnah and Chesam and Beis, let's say a person's got many consumers, and Rachmanos, he doesn't have a lot of money. So now what do you do? Meaning you go to Yerushalayim and you know, basically you're on a budget. And you know what you have to buy. You have to buy an Ola, and you have to buy Shlamim. So how do you budget yourself? So the Mishnah over here is going to be giving us some advice slash guidelines slash basically like a hashkafa of where we should be spending our money. So maybe Shlamim, Merubim, Volos, Moatim, Moatos. So what you should be doing is you should be buying more shlamim and less olos. Meaning you have an ola requirement, but the ola requirement of over here being that you're on a budget, so the ola requirement will tell you that it will inform you that you don't have a lot of money to spend. So buy one ola to fulfill your obligation of olos riyah, and then with the whatever remaining money that you have, so that should go to shlamim because you have a lot of mouths to feed. Nechasim merubim v'ochlim muatim. Now let's say that you're in the other position where you have a lot, Baruch Hashem, you have money, but you don't have a lot of mouths to feed. So under those circumstances, maybe olos merubim shlamim mu'atim. So there you're going to be coming into your shlamim and you do have a budget. But again, you have a larger budget, you have more money. So there, because you know that you don't have a lot of mouths to feed, so here do the opposite. Buy a lot of olos, buy less shlamim. Because what are you going to do if you buy all those shlamim? What's going to happen to it? It's presumably going to become nosar. That's not good. So buy more olos. Now let's say you don't have a lot of mouths to feed and you don't have a lot of money. So there we go back to what we learned in the previous Mishnah, and that is minimum. So your ola minimum has to be ma'akesef, and your shlamim has to be minimum shtei kesef. Zevizemarubim. Now let's say you have a lot of money and you have a lot of children. Alzanemar ish kamat nesiyadok. So there you're blessed. You're blessed with money. You're blessed with children. So good. So we have a pasuk in the Torah describing such an individual. Now, that's not much in terms of a guideline, but I guess the point is that for you, Baruch Hashem, you could buy extra olos, you could buy extra shlamim. In other words, you're in a state of bracha. Okay. Now, shlamim rubim mehechi maisi. So the Gemara is really bothered by the first scenario. There are four scenarios in the Mishnah. And in scenario number one of the Mishnah, so the Gemara is a little bit bothered because what we were describing, somebody who has a lot of mouths to feed and doesn't have a lot of money. Okay, so, and what's the solution? Buy a lot of shlamim. What? In other words, zero. Exactly. With what? With what money are we talking about? He is somebody who is on a tight budget. So shlamim merubim mehechi maisi. Halesle, so he simply doesn't have. So I'm Rav Chista tofel, umevi pargado. So Rav Chista says, well, you can employ the practice of tefela. So as we learned in Amud Aleph of today's daf, so what you could do is you could supplement. Meaning, even with somebody with limited means, the assumption, of course, is that he has Meiser Sheni, meaning he has to tithe, and for sure he's going to have some Meiser Sheni. So what you'll do is you'll take whatever limited chula money you have, you'll supplement it with Meiser Sheni money, and you'll buy a larger animal. That's what the Mishnah means. So Amalei Rav Sheshes, Harei Amru Tofel Behema LeBehema. So Rav Sheshes says, but wait one second. Toflin Behema LeBehema. So Rav Sheshes says, wait one second. Supplementing is done by animals. That's Rav Sheshes' comment to Rav Chista's suggestion. Now the Gemara says, now we're going to pause over here. Rav Sheshes made a comment. I don't understand Rav Sheshes' comment. Because my kamerle, and the Gemara is asking exactly this question. What's Rav Shesha saying? What is he saying? That remember supplementing? How do you do it? Remember in Amud Aleph of today's daf, we had a machlokas. And if Rav Sheshis is basically saying that I can't do ma'os lama'os, meaning the position of Chizkiah, so you know what Rav Sheshis should be saying? He should be saying it clearly. Hey, you're not allowed to supplement money. Meaning I subscribe to the sheet of Chizkiah. And v'lei malei, and that's exactly what the Gemara is bothered by. V'lei malei tofel ma'os lama'os. Well, say clearly. All right, I subscribe to Chizkiah, and you cannot supplement monies together. You can't put monies together, your chulam money, your meister shiny money, meaning I subscribe to the sheet of Chizkiah. Why doesn't he say that? He didn't say that. Elehachi amarle. So the Gemara says what Rav Sheshis is saying is the following. Hare amru af toflin behema libehema. So what he's saying is that you can even supplement animal to animal, meaning that you could do either one. You could supplement monies, or if you want, you could supplement animals. What Rav Sheshit was bothered by is not so much the suggestion that was given by Rav Chista. Rav Chista gave a good suggestion. In other words, if you're really limited in money and you need to buy extra animals, so what you could do is you could supplement. How are you going to supplement? With your Meister Sheni money. And the only thing that Rav Sheshit was offended by or was bothered by is that the way Rav Chista says it is that supplementing can be done only with money. And what Rav Sheshit is saying is, no, I just want to, for the record, I want to tell everybody that you can supplement with money, or you can even supplement with animals as well. That's what Rav Sheshit is saying. So the Gemara says, come on, So the Gemara says, now where does Rav Sheshit put us in terms of the Amud Aleph? So what do we learn in Amud Aleph? That Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, sorry, let me do that better, Rav Yochanan Chizkiah, had a disagreement, and their positions were mutually exclusive. Whereas the position of Chizkiah is that you could be tofel, behema la behema, Rav Chizkiah says that you can't be tofel, maos la maos. And Rabbi Yochanan says the exact mirror opposite. Rabbi Yochanan says that you could be tofel maos, but you can't be tofel behema. And now Rav Sheshis comes along and says, you could do tefela either way. You could do it with behema, or you could do it with money. And so what the Gemara is bothered by right now is that now that we understand Rav Sheshis, where does he fit in with what we said earlier? Everyone here knows what the Gemara is going to say. He doesn't have to fit. He's an Amora. He's entitled to an opinion. Okay, so the Gemara says, come on. Delo kichizko, delo kerev Yochanan. V'chitem amarayihu depligi. So what are you going to tell me? That he's an Amora and he could just simply argue with Rav Yochanan or with Chizkiah, or I should say better, and with Chizkiah. So masiso lo pligi. But meanwhile, remember the Amud Aleph of today. The structure of the Amud Aleph is that first we laid out the positions of Chizkiah and Rav Yochanan, and then we had a brisa supporting each of the positions. So in other words, the positions do seem to be mutually exclusive, because I have one brisa supporting one, I have another brisa supporting another. So the Gemara says, Vakitani Achila, Rishonim in Achulin. And remember, brisa number two of the Amud Aleph of today's daf. So brisa number two was Tanya Kavase de Chizkiah. We had a brisa supporting Chizkiah. So how can you now tell me that Rav Sheshis represents a third opinion when meanwhile there doesn't seem to exist a third opinion, because I have a brisa supporting Chizkiah and I have a brisa supporting Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, yeah, I hear you. But at the same time, however, here's what we can and in fact are going to do. We're going to revisit the second brisa and we're going to say new pshat in the second brisa. So v'hakatani achila rishona min achulin, my achila rishona, shir demei achila rishona min achulin. That second brisa that we quoted in today's Amud Aleph. So it said that the Achila Rishona, that has to come from Chulin. Anything from that point onward, that can come from Meister Sheni. Now, what did we say the Pshat was? So on the Amud Aleph of today, we said Pshat was, is that your first animal, Achila Rishona is your first animal, that has to come from Chulin. And then from the second animal and onward, that can come from Meister Sheni. Okay, that's a Pshat, but the Gemara says, but I can give you another Pshat and a really simple Pshat. When the brisa says achila rishona, it's talking about the first bite that you eat. I don't literally mean bite, but the first, right, the first kezayis that you eat, that has to come from chulin. In other words, what you did is you mixed monies together, not animals together. You could say that's pshat in the second brisa. So it comes out now that the second brisa is not necessarily support for Chizkiah, yes, it would, in of itself, it would support Rav Yochanan, but the point the Gemara is now making is that you could be tofel monies, you could be tofel animals as well. You could do either one. And that, and that's Rav Sheshes' viewpoint. Okay. When all is said and done in terms of this idea of supplementing, the Shalmei Chagiga can be supplemented. That in of itself is true. How to do the supplementing? So as we learned in today's daf, machlokis amongst the Amoraim. The Shitas of Chizkia, Rav Yochanan, and on the Amud Beis, we learn the Shita of Rav Sheshes. Chizkia is of the position that supplementing can be done with animals, meaning the first animal has to be chulin, second animal and onward can be brought from Eiser Sheni. Rav Yochanan is of the opinion that supplementing can be done with monies, meaning you'll take chulin, Eiser Sheni money, you'll put them together, you'll pull them together in order to purchase a larger animal. And then we learned the Shita of Rav Sheshes on the Amud Beis of today's daf, which is that supplementing can be done either way. I don't know. The word, another fair question, the word tefela generally means that it's a minority. Okay, but the Gemara doesn't say this, Rashi doesn't say it, in other words, so I don't know if I'm right. I reserve the right to be wrong. So but tefela, generally speaking, means that it's not the majority, it's a minority, like ikar v'tafel. So if I generally plug in the what I know to be the definition of tefela, so I would assume that it's less than 50%. But I'm just guessing, and you know, I could be right. Amar Ula, Amar of Reish Lakish. We're finishing up the daf. We're on the very bottom of Chesam and Beis, and Ula says b'shem Reish Lakish shifreshaser behemos achagigaso. So let's say he said 10 animals aside for your carbon chagiga. Now you only need to set aside one, but Baruch Hashem, you had money, and you set aside 10. Now this is tomorrow's daf that I'm previewing. So how many days are you chogeg on Yontif? So the answer is one. Now, on your standard Yontif, now I say standard, by the way, there are only three of them in the course of the year. But of two of the three, so there are 7 days of Yontif. And I also know, as we all do, that really of those two, one of them even has an eighth day. Okay, good. So it can get a little bit confusing, but let's just say 7 days for the purposes of simplicity. Of those 7 days, how many days of your chogeg? So the answer is one. Now, you can make up your chagiga, if you don't bring it on day one, you can make it up on day two, or day three, et cetera, and that's really tomorrow's daf, but meanwhile, your chogig day, you're only chogig one day. Shami simcha, you could do any and every day. And olas riyah is also a one-day event. Now, even on Shavuos, by the way, which is a one-day event, still you have makeup days after Shavuos, but we'll talk more about that in tomorrow's daf. Okay. So now, I only say that because we need to know that information right now. The Bryce over here describes where I brought 10 animals and this is my chagiga. That's fine. And now, hikrev chamesh b'yam tov rishon v'chozer makrev chamesh b'yam tov sheni. So Reish Lakish says, if you brought five on day one, you can now bring the next five on day two. Now, that's a little bit difficult. And we're going to clarify in just a moment. But I just want to point out right now what the difficulty is. So what you did is you spread out chagiga over 2 days. You could bring more than one animal for your chagiga, but the chagiga event, the chagiga obligation is only on one day. And you spread it out over 2 days. That's weird. Hold that thought. And the easiest pshat, and it's Rashi's pshat, is that Yontov Sheni is the first day of Chol HaMoed. That's accurate. That's Rashi. Okay, there are other mefarshim, but anyway, let's just leave it at Rashi. Rav Yochanan Amar Kevin Shapasuk Shavena Makrif. And Rav Yochanan says no. Meaning you brought five animals on day number one. That's it. You can't bring the next five animals on day number two because you can't be choging on 2 days. Now, Amar Rabbi Abba v'lo pligi. Now, Rabbi Abba says that they're not arguing. Kam b'stam, kam b'mefarish. It depends whether you were so sim or whether you were mefarish. Now, what does that mean? So stam, meaning you didn't specify. So if you didn't specify, you can't bring the second five animals on day number two, for reasons which we're going to articulate. And now if you're mefarish, meaning you said, I plan on bringing all these carbonas today, and for whatever reason you couldn't, but since you stated you're going to bring them all today, so if five remain for tomorrow, you can bring those tomorrow. You were supposed to bring them on day number one. Yeah, that was your plan. You specified you were going to do so. So now when you bring the second five on day number two, you know what that's called? That's called tashlumim. In other words, you're just simply making up for the fact that you didn't bring it on day number one. The Gemara goes on to explain even better. Now, with this idea that you didn't specify, could you be a little bit more specific? Now, if you just simply ran out of time, 10 animals, and you're not the only person in the Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Hashem and Yantav, there are thousands, and if Hedy were here, he'd like to hear this, millions of people in the Beis HaMikdash. So the, it's quite understandable. You just ran out of time. So you got five of your animals in, but you just simply ran out of time. The day's over. Okay. So under those circumstances, the Gemara says, so you really planned on bringing them all today. It's just simply that you ran out of time. Vela delays le Ochlin, or maybe you ran out of consumers, but still, hi de la Kervina delays le Ochlin. So, okay. So, but the reason why you didn't bring all 10 today is simply because you ran out of consumers and you didn't want to just shecht it and it becoming nosar. So once again, the plan was to bring it today. So lo tzricha deika shos b'yom v'isle ochlin. So the Gemara says, look, you had time, you had consumers, and then you just decided, you elected on your own, hey, you know what? I had such a good time today, being chogeg, you know, I'm going to come back tomorrow and I'm going to be chogeg tomorrow. So mi de bikama lo akervinu shmamina shiri sharinu. So by virtue of the fact that you had an opportunity and you didn't do so, so that now shows us that what you wanted to do was spread out chagiga over 2 days. And that's wrong, meaning you can't spread chagiga out over 2 days. If the second day is tashlumin for day number one, that's acceptable. But if you're planning to do chagiga over 2 days, that's unacceptable. And the Gemara says, and what we just said is perfectly correct. Because consider what Rav Yochanan just got done teaching us, which is that if I have 10 animals and I bring 5 on day 1, and I bring 5 on day 2, that's fine. What? Rav Yochanan just said that? Do you remember what we had Rav Yochanan saying 5 lines ago in the Gemara? Kashin Adade. He said it's not fine. And now he's saying it's fine. Ella, shmamina, kam bistan, kam ben mefarish, shmamina. So now there's a difference between stam and mefarish. Meaning if I say, or circumstantially it's clear, that I planned on bringing all of them today, and then for whatever reason, I didn't bring them today, and they're coming day number 2, but it's tashlum for day number 1. That's ben mefarish. If it's stam, where I am thinking erroneously that I'm just going to be chogig over 2 days, that's wrong, and that you can't do. Rav Yochanan, who says it doesn't work, is talking about stam. Rav Yochanan, in statement number 2, where it says it does work, that's mefarish. Itmar nami amar Rav Shem and Rav Abba amar Rav Yochanan. And the Gemara is going to support this as well as we turn to the top of Testament Aleph. Lo shana lo shlo gamar, aval gamar chozer makriv. So if you're gomer, so then you can go ahead and you can bring the second set of animals on day number 2. My gamar, ile megarbar kamar nosav my hikriv. Well, what does it mean? If gamar means what we think it means, which is you finished on day number 1, so then, of course, that makes no sense. You finished on day number 1. Oh, okay, good. Now you can bring on day number 2. What do you bring on day number 2? So, Elo Gamar Hayom, Ava Gamar Hayom, Chozer Makriv. Oh, Gamar means that the day finished. Mm-hmm. Meaning you're planning on bringing all 10 today. And then what happened? Okay, it got early really quickly. I'm sorry, it got the other way around. Right? I was trying to go Yogi Berra and it didn't work. Okay, it happens. So anyway, it got late really quickly. So the, and whatever. In other words, you were planning on bringing all of them today, and it just simply, the day ended. So under those circumstances, that's like Mefarish, and under those circumstances, you're allowed to bring the remaining animals on day number 2. It's like an onus. It's a makeup for day number 1, meaning what you were really planning on bringing them all on day number 1. Yeah, you can call it an onus. The idea over here is that your real intent was to bring it all on one day. Okay, Adkan. It takes us to the end of the daf. Let's recap. First, we started off with a simple question. The Chagiga, Beis Hillel says you can bring it from Chulin. Sorry. Beis Hillel says you can bring it from Eiser Sheni, your Shami Chagiga. To which we started off our day asking you a really simple question. No, you can't. In other words, it's a Chova, it's an obligation, and Chova can only come from Chulin. It can't come from Eiser Sheni. What's Beis Hillel talking about? So what he's talking about is the idea of Tfela. And so in today's daf, we spent most of today talking about this idea of supplementing. You're allowed to supplement your Shami Chagiga. So how do you supplement? So it's a machlokes between Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan. Chizkiya says supplementing can be done by adding another animal. That second animal could become from Eiser Sheni. First animal has to come from Chulin. Second animal is an onward can come from Eiser Sheni. Rav Yochanan also agrees to the idea of supplementing, but he disagrees with Chizkiya. You don't supplement animals, you supplement money. You take your monies together, your Chulin money, your Eiser Sheni, you pull them together in order to buy a larger animal. That's how you supplement. I quoted Rashi this morning. in terms of giving svaras for Rav Yochanan and for Chizkiah, and the Gemara quoted brisas, one brisa supporting Chizkiah, another brisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Good. In both brisas, the understanding is that when the Torah on Shavuot says that you misas, that what is ever coming from your hand, the word misas means chulin. How do I know that? A pasuk at the end of Megillah Esther. Okay, the mitzvah of simcha. What does that mean? It just simply means that you have to be eating from a carbon. The carbon itself does not have to be specified towards Shamay Simcha. It just simply has to be a carbon. And so what you could do with Shamay Simcha and the mitzvah of V'samachta B'chagecha is that you could be eating the meat of a neder, of an adava, of a Maiser Behema, etc., etc. And one thing I missed in terms of the Amud Aleph in review is that Maiser Behema, even for your Shamay Simcha, that can't be brought on Yontif. Why not? Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, because you may mark it red. And we went through Tosfos this morning, where the Gemara could have asked a really simple question, which is, you're not allowed to be Maktish on Yontif. Why are you worried about marking it red? Tosfos gave three answers. We went over the second answer of Tosfos. Okay. Why can't your Simcha come through bird? Why does it have to come through meat? The Braisa had an explanation. Rav Ashi had a different explanation. And as I already commented this morning, it's a little strange. We have a machlokes between a Braisa and Rav Ashi, who's an Amora. Okay, and then the remainder of today's daf, we quoted a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah gave us four scenarios in terms of either your financial situation, two variables, your general financial state and the number of children that you had. And with those two variables, we had four scenarios that came out of the Mishnah. And so the Gemara was really bothered by the first scenario, where you have a lot of mouths to feed and you don't have a lot of money. So what should you do, said the Mishnah? Load up on shlamim. And the Gemara's question was really simple. Load up on shlamim, right? Did you hear? The person doesn't have a lot of money. How is he loading up on shlamim? And so the answer is tfeila, via tfeila. And in that, the Gemara also presented us Rav Sheshes, who actually says that tfeila could be done either with animals or with money. And the Gemara noted that he doesn't agree neither with Chizkiah nor with Rav Yochanan. Good. And finally, the last thing that we discussed in today's daf was that you plan on being chogeg with 10 animals, you're bringing 5 on day 1 and bringing 5 on day 2. Is that okay or is that not okay? And the answer is yeah. It's both okay and it's not okay. It's circumstantial. It depends. So if you planned on bringing them all on day 1, so then you could bring whatever remaining animals you have on day number 2, because that's tashlamin. If, however, the original plan was to bring them over 2 days, that's no good, because you can't be chogeg on 2 days, which is a great segue to tomorrow's daf. Okay.